Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Andrew writes, it seems like every week there's another scary news story about a big bank or a major company getting hacked. Is there any way to safely shop online, or should I just stay off the internet altogether?
Thanks for the question, Andrew. And you're right, there have been some pretty severe hacks of some large corporations recently, and honestly, we probably haven't seen the last of them.
But here's the thing. Staying off the internet probably won't help you, like, at all.
Yeah, most of the businesses that have been recently hacked were retail stores. And the people affected were folks who walked into the store and bought stuff in real life, not people who were shopping online. Hackers got access to the company's servers and were able to skim credit card numbers as they were scanned into the database.
Exactly. Banks are doing something similar as well, storing your information in databases that are connected to the internet. While they take security precautions, hacking groups have gotten organized and sophisticated, and those defenses sometimes get compromised. And then all of a sudden, you have a few million credit card numbers out on the internet. You see, Andrew, you don't have to be online for businesses or banks to store your information online. Now, this can seem pretty scary.
It actually does seem pretty scary, Tom. You're making me kind of paranoid here. Are you basically saying that hackers can steal all my credit card numbers at any time and there's nothing I can do about it?
Well, hang in there, Ray. Don't curl up into a ball just yet.
Okay.
Let me give you the good news first.
Oh, please.
The good news is that there are systems in place to protect you if your information gets stolen. In fact, there's something called the FDIC that says that you can only be held responsible for a maximum of $50 for a fraudulent transaction, provided you report to your bank or credit card company quickly.
Okay.
And in fact, most credit card companies will rarely hold someone responsible for any fraudulent charges on their card, as long as they report them in a timely manner.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. The trick is to keep an eye on your bank account and your credit card statements. Be on the lookout for transactions you don't remember making. Remember, the sooner you report a fraudulent transaction, the more likely you are to get all of your money back. Now, you got any tips for steps Andrew can take to protect himself online, Ray?
Well, sure. It really is okay to shop online. It's not any less safe than shopping in a regular store.
Which can still get hacked.
Right. You just have to use some common sense. Only give your credit card information to reputable online retailers. And use good, unique passwords.
Use long passwords of 15 characters or more. Avoid easily guessable names or words. Use different passwords for different websites, especially the important ones, like your bank, your favorite online store, and your primary email account. We also recommend using a password manager like LastPass or Dashlane to help you remember all those passwords.
But if you're not comfortable with that, it's okay to write them down and stick them in your desk at home. Have fun and stay safe.
Right on, dude.
Don't dude me on the radio.
Oh, sorry, brah.
Dude! If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868 or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.